You are listening to The Vitals, a twice monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Hi everyone, this is Lindsay Fisher, editor at Oncology Nursing News. For this special episode to wrap up 2023, I will be walking through all the FDA approvals from January to December. Thanks for joining in. In January 2023, the FDA granted accelerated approval to tucatinib plus trastuzumab for patients with RAS wild-type HER2-positive metastatic colorectal cancer who had already been treated with chemotherapy. The same month, the FDA approved zanubrutinib for patients with chronolymphocytic leukemia or small lymphocytic lymphoma. They approved adjuvant pembrolizumab for patients with stage 1B, 2, or 3A non-small cell lung cancer following resection and platinum-based chemotherapy. And they approved pirtobrutinib for patients with relapsed or refractory mantle cell lymphoma who had already undergone treatment with at least two lines of systemic therapy, including a BTK inhibitor. In February 2023, the FDA approved sacituzumab govitecan for patients with unresectable, locally advanced, or metastatic hormone receptor-positive HER2-negative breast cancer. The FDA also granted regular approval to dostarlimab for the treatment of adult patients with mismatch repair-deficient recurrent or advanced endometrial cancer. In March 2023, the FDA approved an expanded indication for abemaciclib, which now gives the CDK4/6 inhibitor approval for the adjuvant treatment of adult patients with hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative, node positive early breast cancer who are at a high risk of recurrence. The FDA approved the combination of dabrafenib and trametinib for the treatment of pediatric patients older than 1 year with low-grade glioma, whose disease harbors a BRAF V600E mutation. They granted accelerated approval to retifanlimab for locally advanced Merkel cell carcinoma, and pembrolizumab received full approval for treatment of select patients with DMMR, microsatellite instability high tumors. In April, the FDA granted accelerated approval to the doublet Enfortumab vedotin and pembrolizumab for the treatment of patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial cancer who are not eligible to receive chemotherapy containing cisplatin. They also approved polatuzumab vedotin in combination with rituximab, cyclophosphamide, doxorubicin, and prednisone for the treatment of adult patients with previously untreated diffuse large B-cell lymphoma not otherwise specified, and patients with high-grade B-cell lymphoma with an international prognostic index score of 2 or more. In May, the FDA granted a regular approval to cemiplimab to treat patients with metastatic basal cell carcinoma who previously received a Hedgehog inhibitor or for whom a HHI is not appropriate. Epcoritamab received accelerated approval for the treatment of adult patients with relapsed or refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, including DLBCL arising from indolent lymphoma and high-grade B-cell lymphoma following two or more lines of systemic therapies. The FDA then granted olaparib, in combination with abiraterone and prednisone, approval for the treatment of patients with deleterious or suspected deleterious BRCA-mutated metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, as determined by an FDA-approved companion diagnostic test. In June, the FDA approved glofitamab as a fixed-duration treatment for patients with relapsed or refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma not otherwise specified, or large B-cell lymphoma arising from follicular lymphoma after two or more lines of systemic therapy. They approved talazoparib in combination with enzalutamide for the treatment of adult patients with homologous recombination repair mutated metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, and they approved blinatumomab for the patients with minimal residual disease positive B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. In July, the FDA approved quizartinib plus chemotherapy for patients with newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia that is FLT3 ITD positive, as detected by an FDA-approved test. They then approved frontline dostarlimab in combination with chemotherapy for adult patients with primary advanced or recurrent endometrial cancer that is mismatch repair deficient, DMMR, as determined by an FDA-approved test, or microsatellite instability high, MSIH. The FDA kind of popped off in August. They approved trifluridine plus tipiracil with bevacizumab for metastatic colorectal cancer. Pralsetinib gained regular approval for patients with metastatic RET fusion positive non-small cell lung cancer. Talquetamab was granted accelerated approval for patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma who had already undergone at least 4 lines of treatment, including a proteasome inhibitor, an immunomodulatory agent, and an anti-CD38 antibody. The FDA approved niraparib plus abiraterone acetate to treat patients with deleterious or suspected deleterious BRCA-positive metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, as approved by an FDA-approved test. They approved elranatamab for patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma who had already gone 4 prior lines of treatment, including a proteasome inhibitor, an immunomodulatory agent, and an anti-CD38 monoclonal antibody. Finally, they approved an Ebsato kit for patients with metastatic uveal melanoma with liver metastases. Major approvals from September include momelotinib, which was granted approval for the treatment of adults with intermediate or high-risk myelofibrosis, including primary myelofibrosis or secondary myelofibrosis-related anemia, and osutinib was approved to treat pediatric patients with Philadelphia chromosome-positive chronic phase chronic myelogenous leukemia. In October, the FDA approved ivosutinib to treat patients with MDS and an IDH1 mutation, and trectumab was approved for pediatric patients with NTRK-positive solid tumors. Pembrolizumab plus chemotherapy was approved for neoadjuvant and adjuvant resectable non-small cell lung cancer, adjuvant nivolumab for stage 2B C melanoma, and encorafenib plus binimetinib for BRAF V600E non-small cell lung cancer. And finally, the FDA approved toripalimab to treat adults with nasopharyngeal carcinoma. November was a very busy month. First, the FDA granted pembrolizumab a new biliary tract cancer indication. They then approved fruquintinib for patients with pre-treated metastatic colorectal cancer, repotrectinib for adults with advanced or metastatic ROS1-positive non-small cell lung cancer, and pembrolizumab for patients with HER2-negative gastric or gastroesophageal junction adenocarcinoma. In November, the FDA also approved capivasertib plus fulvestrant for adult patients with advanced or metastatic hormone receptor-positive HER2-negative breast cancer, and enzalutamide for high-risk non-metastatic castration-sensitive prostate cancer. And that brings us to December. In December, the FDA granted pirtobrutinib accelerated approval to treat CLL or SLL in the third line setting. This includes patients who have already undergone 2 lines of therapy. This is specific to patients who have already undergone at least 2 lines of therapy, a BTK inhibitor and a BCL2 inhibitor. The FDA approved eflornithine for children and adults with high-risk neuroblastoma. They approved belzutifan for patients with advanced renal cell carcinoma. And then lastly, they approved enfortumab vedotin in combination with pembrolizumab for patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial cancer. And then lastly, the FDA converted the approval for enfortumab vedotin in combination with pembrolizumab for patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial cancer into a regular approval. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.